truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, December 10th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Another busy news day. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to be getting into it in just a minute. Meanwhile, Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and we're going to try and fit in as much news as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions here. Joe Biden's mental decline is on full display during his eulogy for Bob Dole, whose funeral was held today. Joe Biden read the words end of message out loud to the assembled audience, mourners. And meanwhile, Jill Biden is out there saying that any suggestions that the president is showing mental decline is just utterly ridiculous. It's absolutely silly. Meanwhile, a Politico Morning Consult survey conducted last month found that only 46% of respondents agree that Biden is mentally fit. 48% disagree. So the country knows what's going on. Not only did they steal the election, they stole it to impose this mentally, diminished individual on us. All righty. Now, there continues to be an argument over Joe Biden's records from his Senate career. And Biden donated his senatorial papers to the University of Delaware in 2012. This consisted of 1,850 boxes of archived records and 415 gigabytes of electronic records from Biden's 36-year career in the Senate. The donation was made as a gift with an agreement that places certain restrictions on the university's ability to make the documents publicly available. Now, the reason they're being demanded goes back to Tara Reid. This is the woman who accused Biden of sexually assaulting her in 1993 at the Capitol Hill building while she was working as a staff assistant to the then senator. And she believes a workplace discrimination and harassment complaint she filed against Biden at the time may be in those records. Now, Biden is denying this all happened. Meanwhile, the Delaware Supreme Court has partly ruled in favor of conservative groups wanting access to the documents, saying that the university must provide more information justifying the decision to withhold the records. All right. Now, over at CNN, Don Lemon has thrown his old pal, Jussie Smollett, to the wolves by branding him a liar following the verdict that came down last night, guilty on 5 out of 6 counts. The CNN legal expert says the star ought to be jailed. He probably won't be. But Don Lemon is still avoiding the story that he meddled with the police investigation to help Jussie. They're apparently very good friends, and that was a bit of a sticky situation. And maybe Don Lemon is out there screaming, liar, liar, pants on fire, to try and negate questions over his texting inside information to Jussie Smollett. Meanwhile, the internet is having a field day with memes and jokes about Jussie Smollett. One of them said, don't beat yourself up over it, and other gems of humor and wisdom. So, meanwhile, Jussie Smollett has had his day in court. He's been adjudged guilty on 5 out of 6 charges. Meanwhile, all of these politicians, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all these woke politicians, they're being slammed for their deafening silence following Smollett's conviction after branding it all a modern day lynching. And the top 10 Democrats who fell for Jussie Smollett's hate crime hoax is President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Representative Maxine Waters, Representative Eric Swalwell, Senator Cory Booker, and Representative Adam Schiff. Now, James Wood had a comment saying that Adam Schiff is head of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, and yet he got duped by Jussie Smollett and a couple of Nigerians in ski masks wearing red hats. And Woods doesn't think Schiff was displaying much intelligence there. I absolutely agree. The same thing is happening out in Hollywood. All those celebrities who backed Jussie Smollett and screamed about racism and everything, they are just absolutely silent after the guilty verdict. Meanwhile, over at Twitter, which is busy kicking anybody off that they don't like, Kamala Harris' original tweet, calling the hoax a modern-day lynching, is still up at Twitter. And she bought the story. She called it a modern-day lynching. Her tweet is, as of the last time I checked, still live on Twitter. Apparently, Twitter doesn't have a problem with that. Now, this case is not over and done with. Smollett's defense attorney, reveling in his 15 minutes of fame, says that he will appeal the guilty verdict. He is still insisting Jussie Smollett is 100% innocent, and he was an actual victim of a homophobic, racist hate crime at the hands of the, well, they originally claimed they were white. We know that that definitely was not the case here. And so defense attorney Nenya Ush said he will appeal the guilty verdict. Jussie Smollett is out there saying he's 100% confident the court will overturn the 5 felony convictions. Good luck on that one. Getting back to social media censorship, TikTok reportedly censored a pro-Rittenhouse video calling it hate speech. And the video from the Young Americans for Liberty group supporting Kyle Rittenhouse. The video discusses the effort of Arizona State University students to ban Rittenhouse from the campus. Rather pointless. He's an online student. And TikTok then banned the video from its platform, an act that should be offensive to anybody who supports the idea of freedom of speech. Now, a little bit of bad news for those of you following the Julian Assange case. The United Kingdom High Court has granted the U.S. government's appeal over the refusal to extradite WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange, opening the door for his eventual trial on American soil on espionage charges. Now, the original opposition to the extradition was concerned that Assange would be cruelly treated here in the United States. The U.S. government has made a bunch of promises saying that Assange will be well cared for. I wouldn't trust them further than I could throw them. But the High Court came on out and said, yes, he can be extradited to the United States. Now, this is not the final word. The High Court's ruling can be appealed. And Assange's fiance, Stella Morris, called the decision a grave miscarriage of justice. The case has been remitted to the Westminster Magistrates Court. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Glenn Greenwald came on in response to this high court decision, saying that the Biden administration is eager to see Assange punished over the 2016 election. And there was a lot of information that came out in WikiLeaks that was very harmful to the Democrats, and including all the material that it is presumed Seth Rich leaked from the Democratic National Committee. So they want to get back at him for that. The official charge is espionage. But again, Julian Assange did not solicit any of the information that was sent to him exposing U.S. war crimes. And because of that, technically, it's not espionage. It is journalism here. Another case is coming down to an end, and this is Josh Duggar. He is a former reality TV star. He's a political activist, and he has been found guilty of 2 charges of receiving and possessing child sexual abuse material. He may be sentenced to up to 20 years of imprisonment and up to $250,000 in fines after his conviction on both counts. Although, because possession is a lesser included offense, he will only be sentenced for the crime of receiving child porn. His sentencing is expected in 4 months, but an exact date has not been scheduled pending a pre-sentence investigation. So we'll see what happens on that one. Now, big Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court has left the Texas heartbeat abortion law in effect. They dismissed the Biden administration's challenge to it, but they did say that abortion providers can continue to sue the state of Texas for loss of income, restraint of trade. But basically, the Texas heartbeat law remains in effect, and that probably signals what's going to happen when they come to a verdict on the Mississippi abortion law. All right. The appeals court has rejected Trump's effort to block White House records from the sham January 6th committee. I mean, they're on a fishing expedition. They're really on a witch hunt. And Trump was saying those are privileged records of the executive branch, and the appeals court said, no, actually, the January 6th committee can go rifling through them all they want here. Meanwhile, this issue of Steve Bannon is turning into a petard for the January 6th committee. He's not backing down. He is fighting back, and he's making a lot of noise about it. And Democrats are very upset that Steve Bannon is, in their words, sabotaging the January 6th probe by standing up to them, I guess, here. All righty. Current events. Crenshaw, criminals laugh at liberal crime policies knowing they'll be free. Yes, we know about that. There was an interesting story out in California. They have this ridiculous law where if somebody steals less than $950 worth of merchandise, they're not going to be prosecuted. So this one store has priced everything in the store at $951. Now, you take your purchases up to the front counter. There are discount coupons, which are then applied to bring the price back down to what you would normally expect. But it basically means anybody who steals one of these products and goes out the door without paying can be reported to the police authorities. And I think that's a good idea. Up in Michigan, that school district where the tragic shooting took place has been hit with $100 million lawsuits by the Oxford school shootings victims' families. And they're saying the school had all the tools to prevent the tragedy and did not act. So there is some validity in that. The school did have the legal authority to examine the shooter's backpack, where they would have found the gun, and his locker. And they chose not to do it here. Getting into election fraud, former Senator David Perdue is now suing Fulton County over absentee ballots that were scanned multiple times and 16,000 ballots not counted at all in the 2020 election. Over in Utah, a top Utah election official is saying that sowing seeds of doubt about Utah's election integrity is destructive. You know, we must preserve the integrity of the elections. Well, that's easy to do. Don't cheat. Anyway, getting on to the COVID-19 situation, and I want to preface these stories with a reminder that the South African doctors who first reported on the Omicron variant, Fauci himself, and the World Health Organization are all saying Omicron is very mild, the mildest COVID so far. And yet up in New York, Governor Hochul is going to lock down New York over the Omicron variant. They're going to implement an indoor mask mandate for public places. So here we go again. This is never, ever going to go away. Over in Italy, their government is stripping the unvaccinated freedoms over the Christmas holidays. So we need the theme song from the Grinch right now in the background here. Over in Poland, they have passed a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all healthcare workers, first responders, and the military. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is now saying that COVID vaccine mandates should be absolutely the last resort. So even the World Health Organization is not on board with these mandates. And they're finding new ways to coerce obedience to these injections, which certainly don't do the job they are claimed to do. They don't keep you from getting COVID. They don't keep you from passing it on. They have known and well-documented adverse side effects, and yet they still want you to get the shot. So now what they're talking about is a law that will basically strip the unvaccinated people of their health insurance so that if they get sick, they will have to pay the full medical bill out of their own pocket. And again, we're back in Nazi Germany. Forget about the Nuremberg principles. You know, Nazi Germany had a policy of forced medical procedures. You were not allowed to say no. Americans are now being advised to avoid highly vaccinated countries due to the high number of COVID cases they see in those highly vaccinated countries. There's an obvious logical conclusion to be drawn from this, but nobody wants to go there, certainly not on the corporate media. Out in Los Angeles, firefighters are going to challenge the city's vaccine mandate there. Meanwhile, over in Israel, health officials are alerting the public to prepare for endless boosters. They will need to take the fourth shot, the fifth shot, the sixth shot, and the seventh, and the eighth, and the ninth, and the tenth, and so forth and so on. But Israeli Health Ministry Vaccination Advisory Committee member and deputy chief of Israel's biggest hospital, Professor Arnon Afek, is telling the public to prepare for not only taking their fourth booster shot, but many, many more after that as well. We're all going to be turned into walking pincushions here. Over in the United Kingdom, there are now 300,000 people who've gotten the vaccine who are now dealing with serious heart problems, which the experts are now saying is due to pandemic stress and has nothing to do with the shot. Okay. Now, this one is a little bit alarming. I actually got emails about this. This propaganda campaign to try and normalize the problems from the COVID vaccinations. They're out there saying, oh, it's perfectly normal for young people to have heart attacks and strokes. It's perfectly normal for athletes in prime, you know, health condition to just drop dead without warning. And they're taking it down to ridiculous levels. Over on Sesame Street, they had Big Bird teaching kids about myocarditis. You know, trying to say, yeah, you might drop dead, and it's perfectly normal for you to do so. So go ahead and get your shots here. Over in Munich, they had another protest against the vaccine mandate. Munich is a beautiful city. I've been there. And about 1,000 people gathered at Wittelsbach Square on Wednesday evening, and they basically carried a banner that said, Munich stands up for rights and freedoms. Some held Bavarian flags and shouted freedom while they marched. So good for them. Over at Amtrak, they're going to have to cut some services due in part to the number of unvaccinated workers. So some trains are not going to be rolling down that track very much longer here. All right, getting to the international news. Over in Afghanistan, the Islamic Emirate denied reports claiming that officials pledged to U.S. diplomats they would form a roadmap for an inclusive government by March of next year. And they're saying, no, it just did not happen. It's mere speculation. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and a lot of attention is being focused on the situation in Russia, Ukraine, the Donbass, and the White House. And we're getting seriously mixed signals coming from different places on the planet here. On Wednesday, President Biden disclosed that he threatened Putin with economic consequences like none he's ever seen if Russia invades Ukraine. But then he said he's not going to unilaterally send U.S. forces into Ukraine, but that if NATO decides they're going to come in and help Ukraine, even though Ukraine is not a NATO member, that the U.S. would be forced to act. Now, Biden's approach to Putin did not really satisfy a lot of people. They're saying that Biden basically was too soft on Putin, that he caved to the Russian leader. And another story is out there saying that Biden offered a measure of autonomy for eastern Ukraine and no NATO membership for at least a decade. And then later on, Jen Psaki came on out and said, no, actually, there is no truth to the idea that the U.S. is pressuring Ukraine to cede land to Russia in a way to deter them from invading. So Everyone's got a different script here. NATO has offered Russia a direct meeting to try and resolve the issues. Meanwhile, the East European allies are very angry at Biden's overtures. As Bloomberg reported, the offer of a meeting infuriated a number of Eastern European and Baltic countries seen as most vulnerable in the face of, you'll pardon the expression, an aggressive Russia. And again, we know who the aggressors are. You don't see Russia sending warships into the Gulf of Mexico and flying their planes along the coast of California. Okay, it's NATO and the U.S. are in the Black Sea. There are all these incidents where these Russian warplanes have to come on out and sort of, you know, guide away surveillance and spy aircraft. So anyway, over at the Kremlin, they actually think it's a good idea of having a peace summit with NATO to try and work out some of these problems. Now, Joe Biden and his Ukrainian counterpart, Zelensky, have agreed Washington will step up its efforts in the ongoing conflict in the Donbass region. The two leaders spoke on telephone yesterday. Following their conversation, Andrei Yermak, a senior advisor to Zelensky, appeared on the TV show Right to Authority, where he reported that the Ukrainian president discussed with Biden formats for the participation of the U.S. in settling Donbass. So it's like I speculated a while ago. The issue isn't really Russia getting ready to invade Ukraine. It's Ukraine wanting to basically recapture the Donbass and trying to deter Russia from getting involved. The real problem here is that Kiev has also indicated they want to basically retake Crimea, and that is now formally part of the Russian republics. That would definitely merit a military response from the other side, and that would be a bad idea. The Kremlin is out there saying that amid all the soaring Ukraine tensions, we could wind up in another situation just like the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. And he said it could quite easily reach that point where everybody has got nuclear missiles too close to everybody else. And Moscow is out there saying, well, let's look at maybe an alternative to letting a new Cuban missile crisis form. And Russia is offering the United States and NATO a new alternative to this missile crisis scenario, and is prepared to continue constructive dialogue with Washington on Ukraine. And basically, the alternative they're offering is the non-deployment of these kinds of weapons near our borders, the withdrawal of forces and assets, which destabilize the situation, a rejection of provocative measures, including various drills. But we need guarantees, and the guarantees must be legal. And it all sounds really good, but recently we have seen the United States just simply walk away from treaties. You know, Trump walked away from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. Other presidents have walked away from the Strategic Arms Treaty, the Intermediate Range Ballistic Missile Treaty. That one was just trash. The problem is that the U.S. government really has a credibility problem in the eyes of other governments around the world. Their word really doesn't mean all that much. Another story, this one coming on out of Global Research, accusing NATO of spreading anti-Russian misinformation among officials in Ukraine. So they're saying one thing and they're doing something else here. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Show here. We're still talking about the international news. And yesterday, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the United States is not cooperating with Russia to resolve this ongoing diplomatic dispute. There's been kind of a tit for tat expelling of diplomats on both sides, setting restrictions on Russia's embassies and consulates. Moscow has responded in kind, leaving fewer diplomats in each country while tensions continue to soar. Now, over at Global Research, they are asking the question we should all be asking ourselves right now: are you ready for nuclear war over Ukraine? And they're basically pointing their finger at Senator Roger Wicker, as a Republican from Mississippi, who's basically out there saying, yeah, let's just go ahead and do a nuclear strike here, and we're not going to rule out the first use nuclear action, and let's just go for it. Well, here's your rifle, Roger. Here's your parachute. But if we get into a war with Russia and or China, the instant one of those countries knows for a fact they cannot win a conventional war, they will start turning those little brass keys in those silos and submarines and airplanes. And, in a nuclear war, we are all on the front lines. And that you need to keep that in mind. It is that critical and that close to an absolute disaster. And sadly, we seem to have quite a few planners in Washington, D.C., in the Pentagon, who are saying, well, we can survive a nuclear war. So what if we lose Hawaii and Alaska and maybe parts of California? You know, the important parts will still be here. How very cavalier of them here. Over in Iraq, the United States has formally ended the U.S. combat mission, but all 2,500 troops that are currently in the country will stay on as advisors. And if you are my age, you remember how that word was used to really muck things up over in Vietnam. So anyway, things are still not going well over in Yemen. Saudi Arabia is escalating their air war. There's bombings going on. Some 29 civilian casualties were reported in November. And that's fortunately a very low number when you look at the how many airstrikes there are per day. Meanwhile, the Houthis are striking back with drones that are able to reach Riyadh. So that, again, they're crazy. They're just absolutely crazy. Meanwhile, the defense industry is absolutely overjoyed about President Biden's nominee for the role of lead weapons buyer for the U.S. military. And in a statement released November 30th, Arnold Punaro, the board chairman of the National Defense Industrial Association, proclaimed that the president made the superb choice of nominating Dr. Bill LaPlante to be the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment. Now, LaPlante is being poached directly from the military industry that is praising him, and he has served before in an acquisitions role under the Obama administration, where he was known for shepherding through major and sometimes controversial programs such as the F-35 fighter jet, which has not worked out very well. I think I mentioned the other day Gulf War syndrome and how the experts were saying it was just in their heads, like they're trying to say that all these heart attacks and strokes and the vaccinated people, it's just in your head. You're just sick in your head here. But the reality is the Defense Department officials have said it may take decades to clean up all of the contaminated groundwater surrounding hundreds of military installations known to have used toxic chemicals. And another issue will be determining exactly what is meant by cleaned up. Now, the EPA sets the policy and standards that Department of Defense and the military services have used to evaluate the safety of their drinking water. But according to the EPA's Inspector General, the agency is sorely lacking in its ability to not only identify toxic chemicals, but to evaluate their danger. In other words, the Department of Defense has no clue how many people is exposed to toxic chemicals. This brings us back to the situation out in Hawaii surrounding the Red Hill Fuel Reserve. And when Claire and I lived in Aiea, we could actually see Red Hill from our backyard. And lately there have been complaints that this facility is leaking into the groundwater. And contamination is coming out of the faucets, mostly on the military base, but some on the shore as well. And the Hawaii government sent a request to the military to shut down this facility and drain it so that it will stop leaking into the soil. And the military has basically indicated that, no, they're not going to do that. They need that Red Hill facility to keep on working for the foreseeable future. So another reason Claire and I were lucky to get out of Hawaii when we did, although I still miss the hula girls. What can I tell you? Getting into the economic news here, Evergrande has missed another bond payment. They're now officially declaring that it is in default, and there is now talk of bankruptcy proceedings in the very near future. And this is going to cause havoc, not just in the Chinese economy, but in the U.S. economy as well. Here in this country, inflation has soared to the highest level in 40 years, while Bidenflation sees prices jump 6.8% in the biggest rise since the Reagan administration. Now, recently, the White House had secret meetings, well, not really, we all know about them, with journalists begging for better press on the economy, and to nobody's surprise, CNBC's Jim Cramer came on out saying, "Today we have the strongest economy I've ever seen." Yeah, we believe you, Jim. We absolutely do believe you here. And it's a little scary where, you know, the leader can tell the media to say nice things about him, and the media complies. I mean, that's something you find in, like, North Korea and China and in the old Soviet Union. That's not supposed to happen in a supposed free democratic society. All right. The weather guessers are now talking about a potential polar vortex event, which is what they blame all of this cold weather on at a time when we're supposed to be seeing a warming world. Oh, it's the polar vortex. They're now forecasting that if this polar vortex event happens, it is going to be a boon for the natural gas providers because people are going to want to stay warm in their homes. And so gas demand is definitely going to be on the increase here. Down in Australia, along with all the other tyrannical measures they are passing against their people, they're planning to overhaul the payment system with a digital currency issued by the central bank. And speaking of digital currency, a little warning coming on out from Investment Watch blog that cryptocurrency scams are exploding across America. In fact, scams in general are exploding across America. Nobody is keeping an eye on any of that stuff. I mean, my email, I'm getting all these phishing attacks and, you know, obvious scams coming on. And it's like the smash and grab looters. They know nothing is going to happen to them, so they go on doing the same thing over and over again. Now, over at Better.com, their CEO has decided he's going to take some time off, effective immediately. This is in response to the backlash from his firing 900 employees on a Zoom call. And he went on out there to he accused the staff of not working hard enough, and because they weren't working hard enough, they were effectively stealing from the company. And some of his top executives have resigned because of this. He did issue an apology, but that's not working very well. And so he's basically going to make himself scarce and hope things settle down a little bit. Over in Israel, they're taking point on a 10-country exercise that is going to simulate a crippling cyber attack on financial markets all around the world, attempting to create a realistic scenario of the panic and chaos that would ensue. Frankly, I am very worried that Israel is having a hand in this, because if they come up with a system where they could cripple the financial markets around the world, what a wonderful blackmail tool that is. Excuse me. I seem to be coughing a lot. All righty. There is a Nobel Peace Prize winner and a Philippine journalist, Maria Ressa, and she co-founded the news website Rappler that runs articles highly critical of President Duterte, and basically used her speech to blast Silicon Valley for triggering the worst in us. She basically said social media giants are allowing a virus of lies to infect us all and aiding dictators around the world with a toxic sludge of misinformation. I tend to agree with that. I really do. All right, getting into education and wokeness. According to USA Today, many students of color struggle with mathematics. And so already the woke crowd is out there saying, well, obviously mathematics is racist. Students of color can't handle the advanced math problems, then we should just get rid of them in the name of equity, so that everybody will be an A student in math, and 2 + 2 will equal whatever the guy at the front of the classroom says it does. We're, talk about the dumbing down of our country, and, we're losing ground technologically to countries like Russia and China, who are already way out in front on certain strategic weapon systems. And their schools are producing scientists and engineers and builders, and our schools are producing students who understand the correct gender pronouns to use, drag queen story hour, and transgender philosophy. But not much else here. Over at Swarthmore College, there was a student op-ed written that basically came on out and asked if white people should be kicked out of parties. And, this supposedly in a land where we're not supposed to practice discrimination, but they're out there selling the idea that it's literally acceptable to exclude a specific race of people from a college party as long as that race is white. And that is where this whole critical race theory comes apart, because in the name of combating racism, it has become one of the most racist forces in our country. And you don't cure racism by being racist in reverse. It doesn't work. It never does. Another bizarre story. This one's basically, out in California, the Campbell Union High School District in California has admitted they have been using critical race theory for many years to disparage whiteness and shame students who are melanin challenged. And the indoctrination process seeks unified acceptance of the Black Lives Matter movement and all of its hateful ideologies and political agendas. And the curriculum actually includes instructions on how to put a curse on other students when they say phrases like "all lives matter." So they're literally out there teaching witchcraft in the schools. California, go figure here. All righty. Former high-ranking FBI agents have issued a warning about the Garland School Board memo. And this goes back to Attorney General Merrick Garland, who labeled parents speaking out about the critical race theory. He described them as domestic terrorists in a letter that went to the FBI. And so this triggered a response from several GOP senators saying that Garland has given life to the idea that dissidents are synonymous with terrorists. And no, we just disagree with what the government is doing. That doesn't make us a terrorist, nor should we be treated like one simply because we disagree with the government's policies. We've been talking about these very questionable books that are finding their way into school libraries over in North Carolina in Wake County, probably should be called Woke County. North Carolina parents have filed charges against the school board officials for the lewd content they have discovered in children's school books. They have identified over 100 titles containing obscene content in the school libraries here. And, the same leftist mob that canceled Dr. Seuss is out there forcing sexually explicit content onto children as young as 4. And one of these books is called Lawn Boy, which references 10-year-old fourth graders engaging in homosexual actions and using language like "his little salamander between my fourth grade fingers rapidly engorged with blood." That's what's really out there. And one of the parents came on up to the school board and said, "Who normalizes sex acts between fourth graders? I'll tell you who: pedophiles." And yeah, absolutely. It's like these kids are being groomed in the public school system to be victims of these very sick child predators that are out there. The Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, has gotten onto this issue as well, exposing the trash in the public schools. Robinson called out the book titled George, which is about a biological boy who wants to remove his genitals, another book, Lawn Boy, which we already mentioned before, and a book called Gender Queer that shows actual images of oral sex. And I have seen those pictures. They are totally inappropriate for children. Very appropriate for the dirty bookstore down there, you know, at the end of the alley, but certainly not something that should be in the schools. All right, we had to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to do some science news here. Over at SpaceX, Elon Musk is very unhappy over the lack of progress that SpaceX has made in developing the Raptor engines that will power the Starship rocket. And the day after Thanksgiving, Elon Musk sent out a company-wide email basically saying the Raptor production crisis is much worse than it seemed a few weeks ago. We face genuine risk of bankruptcy if we cannot achieve a Starship flight rate of at least once every 2 weeks next year. That's a very, very high demand, and I wish him a lot of luck. I question his management style there. He may have scared more of his employees off than encouraged them here. Meanwhile, Elon, I guess, is dealing with his midlife crisis. According to this story that came on out of Women's Systems, Elon Musk says he's thinking of leaving his jobs and becoming an influencer. And he has sold off nearly $1 billion of his Tesla shares. And so maybe he's going through a crisis of conscience. I remember when I was much younger, I was into cooking. And there was a show called The Galloping Gourmet. And the guy who was the host of it was named Graham Kerr. He's very popular, sold a lot of books. His recipes were wonderful, and I copied them. And all of a sudden, one day, he just packed it all in so that he and his wife could go out and become Christian missionaries in the third world. So things like this will happen. Little bit of good news. The Hubble Space Telescope is once again fully operational. Following more than a month of interruptions caused by communication trouble with the 31-year-old orbiting observatory. And all four active instruments are collecting data for the first time since October. We're coming up on the launch of the James Webb Space Telescope, but I'm sure that people will want to go on using Hubble for as long as they're able, because it's up there, you might as well use it there. After a thorough review, NASA has awarded three additional flights for its astronauts to the International Space Station on SpaceX's Crew Dragon vehicle. And this was announced basically a week ago. And so that's a little bit of good news for Elon Musk to be looking at. Microsoft's Edge browser will now issue you a warning about the dangers of downloading Google Chrome. And, you know, if you're setting up a new Windows PC, the most important feature of Microsoft Edge is the ability to download Chrome. And Microsoft is aware of this and is trying to basically stop it. They want you to use Edge. And I've tried Edge. And, you know, Chrome is a resource hog, but it is a lot faster, and Edge just as buggy as all get out. All righty, we have to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.